Although Sunday's 87th Academy Awards was not televised in China, many people watched the live streams of the event over the internet. There was a flurry of excitement and some mocking amusement when Chinese actress-singer Huang Shengyi fainted while having her makeup done just before the ceremony and missed the chance to walk the red carpet with Tom Hanks. 原计划在奥斯卡红毯上出现的中国女星黄圣依被抱在化妆间突然晕倒，被送往当地医院救治。事实上，明星蹭红红毯的情况并不罕见，当下更有不少艺人以为通过非主流的形式拿到各大国际电影节的入场券，再穿着华丽的服饰去红毯上展示星光。为什么中国的明星如此热衷蹭红毯呢？ So basically this phrase 蹭红毯 has become hot again with the Huang Shengyi incident this time. But so how important is walking the red carpet for celebrities?
Surprisingly, it's a big deal for a lot of Chinese celebrities, especially the female ones. I think for the red carpet, it's the entrance of going into either, you know, the fashion week, a fashion show, or going to some big award. This time it is the Oscars. So it is the time when you're under the limelight and, you know, you get a lot of coverage and you're showing off.That you're beautiful. So I think that's a real good stage for these people to get more exposure. And what's more is you don't necessarily even need to be in a movie to have a major masterpiece or something to show off, but it's just about showing off you. So I think that's why these celebrities are trying their best and even with some ridiculous ways trying to get on that red carpet.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this is yet again one of those phenomenons where, you know, it's somehow China and Chinese people are very insulated from the rest of the world. Some, you know, and so there's lots of discussion and arguments about Chinese celebrities and Chinese women and Chinese women celebrities and things like that and blah, 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 blah. Not realizing, of course, that the exact same thing happens all around the world. And Hollywood is built upon the red carpet of the Oscars, the red carpet of other award shows, the red carpet of fashion weeks all around the world. Because fundamentally, to be a celebrity is to be seen.If you are not seen, then you are not going to be that popular. And, you know, which works, you know, for, and it works for some celebrities where they cannot be seen that often, but they produce very high quality work. They're very highly regarded and respected, inside the industry. And so they don't need to be seen all that much. But I mean, people like Beyonce, people like, Justin Bieber, people, you know, who basically rely upon public appearance. Well, this red carpet is even more important for them. And I think also, just to make one last point very quickly, when it comes to fashion, I think for women in the red carpet, it does end up being more important. I mean, if you look at, you know, the red carpet coverage in the United States, more often than not, it's going to end up, looking at what the female celebrities were wearing. I mean, they might, you know, take a look at, okay, you know, someone was wearing a white suit instead of a black suit. But I mean, who really cares?
Right.
And really, it ends up being about what the women are wearing, how much skin they're exposing, how well designed it is. You know, is it in good taste? Is it in bad taste? And so on and so on.
Yeah, and I think here what's kind of different, I suppose, is that the Chinese celebrities are trying to get on the red carpets out of China. So going to Hollywood, going to some fashion week, and trying to get the attention of foreign press, or maybe it's still just for the Chinese press because foreign press aren't really interested in them. And it becomes a great way to...up their level to some extent and sort of make them have a international reputation. But that's only sort of the appearance of it, I think.
Well, you have to remember, I mean, like with celebrities like Fan Bingbing, especially with what we've seen with Huang Shengyi as well. I mean, again, we don't know if she was going to walk the carpet. That was just reported. I mean, that could be a rumor. But you have to remember, it's not just that, you know, these women, they're just attention seekers and they want everyone to look at them and so on and so on. No, this is also Hollywood and the Western film industry being like, okay, we need to find Chinese women. We need to find Chinese celebrities that we can include in our films so that then they can be sold in the mainland, because the mainland is quickly becoming one of the largest markets in the entire world for almost every entertainment product you can think of.
Yeah, well, I think yes, to some extent. Maybe if...
seriously, like, why in the world would Tom Hanks want to walk with Huang Shengyi? I mean, seriously, why? It's to raise his visibility among Chinese
Tom market. Hanks, by the way, is not even in the Oscars this year ceremony. So people were saying that Huang and her team are trying to grab attention by making something up. But then her team has refuted this rumor. I mean, this whole thing with Tom Hanks.
Right, assuming that this is true, that she was going to walk the red carpet with Tom Hanks, why would Tom Hanks care? I mean, really? I mean, more than likely, it's the work of his PR person and his publicist saying, hey, look, it might be a good idea to make a public appearance with a Chinese actress.
I kind of doubt that, because I think Huang Shengyi is really not, well, in this case, I really don't think it's foreign festival, whatever, organizers.
No, inviting. It's not. It would be Tom Hanks and his own publicist, his PR person working with that. And also, we can't assume that they have a very, you know, deep understanding of the celebrity scene here in China.
Let's not dwell on the Tom Hanks issue because he was not there. But I do agree with John on one point, that is, there are reasons why these Chinese celebrities are there. They're usually being invited there by some, you know, either maybe a Chinese film company, maybe a foreign film company. And they're probably there because the foreign companies want to sell to China and some other reasons like that. But on the other hand, do you think it's a good thing? I mean, for us common public, do we think it's a problem that celebrities, female celebrities, want to get into those foreign red carpet shows with no work of their own?
Well, I think it really depends on how do these celebrities want to be viewed upon? Because now it's gotten to a point that if you're just a minimal, sometimes they're just extras in a movie, and then these Chinese actresses still like try to go get on the red carpet, and then people don't really think that's a good thing to do, or think it's a bit tacky, or what are you doing there? Kind of embarrassment for in the eyes of some people. And if that's what you want to appear like, then I don't really think it's a good idea for these people.
I mean, whatever. I mean, celebrity, unfortunately, is not about morality. It's not about ethics. I mean, if you are famous, you are famous. And unfortunately, the ends justify the means for many people. And that's the thing. I mean, you got to remember, for any entertainment industry, music, film, whatever, I mean, it's all about making money. And so if people are making money, then the industry thrives.